Hello, welcome to another edition of VoiceWorks. My name is Darren Smithson. I'm the Managing Consultant with the Inform Group, and we're here today to talk about the 10-Minute Manager. Now, for those of you who study these sort of things, you will know that there was a series of books started by a writer called Ken Blanchard in the 80s, which began with the first book, which was The 1-Minute Manager. And basically within that, Ken talked about a series of lessons and distinctions that, as managers, we could learn, hopefully, within 1 minute. This is the 10-minute manager because over the next 10 minutes I'm going to talk about five particular lessons and distinctions that I've learned over the years, and I'm going to see if you can use them yourself and hopefully make the whole process of management easier and a much more joyful process to boot as well. So the first one I want to talk about is this idea of team. I call it team of individuals. One of the things that you need to do when you actually are hiring or managing your teams is to find out exactly what skills those individuals have and what abilities they have. You'll be amazed. I know it isn't rocket science, and it sounds so simple, and yet you'll be amazed how many of us as managers never take the time to find out exactly how our team behave as individuals and what their skills are, what their abilities are. And then it's about matching them up. So you take those individuals and you really start to give them the kind of roles that you know that they will excel in. So the team overall becomes that much more productive. You also show those individuals within the team about how to then share their abilities, their skills and experiences with other members of the team, so that you can really start to make that team completely productive. Related to that is the idea of trusting your team. I cannot for the life of me understand managers that give a team member a job to do and then are literally on their case, on their back, watching over them, checking everything, making sure that every little dot is being dotted and every little T is being done. You must trust your team. It's so vitally important. What's the point otherwise? Sure, if they mess up, if they fail, then you've got to do a review, you've got to go through the whole process. But if you trust your team, if you let them get on with it, or you trust the individual within your team and let them get on with it, they will become much more responsible. They will respond. Yes, you will get the odd occasional person that will take the mickey, but you can filter those out. You have processes in your organization that will enable you to do that. But you must trust your team members. If you give them a job to do, let them do it. If they need help, make sure that you're there to support them. But don't be on their back chasing them up all the time, wondering what they're doing, checking what they're doing. Are they really doing the job? Because you might think that's being an efficient manager. Trust me, it's not. You're actually doing both yourself, your team, and your organization a disservice, because all you do is you make the individual feel like they are not trusted, they are not capable of doing the job, and once they start to feel like that, then reality quickly follows the perception. Okay, the next one is the macho style to management, and this is a particular British disease. I've seen it time and time and time again where managers just think that their job is to bully, harass, and generally be a right pain in the backside to the people that they manage. A manager's job is not to tell people what to do. A manager's job is to support the members of their team. It's that simple, guys. But in Britain in particular, we have this whole absolute culture where we have this, I'm the manager, you do what I say, very confrontational, very controlling, very demanding, and that's why we have some of the lowest productivity rates in the developed world. It's absolutely astounding to me that managers don't get this. Now, there are reasons for this. Partly, British managers have never actually been given proper management training skills. Some managers are promoted simply because they have done well in their day job, they've been fantastic, so we reward them by promoting them to management, but we don't actually show them what to do. So the only way that they can respond and the way that they think they can manage is by actually being dictatorial. Now, I'm going to talk a bit more about this in the next section of this particular program, but that's already three basic concepts that will help you hopefully improve as a manager, and I will continue part two shortly. Thank you.